Ukraine security issue.
As of June the 4th, the 101st day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the Russian invaders had killed at least 262 Ukrainian children and wounded 465. The highest number, 187 victims, was recorded in the Donetsk region. But the figures are not final, as long as there is no information from the temporarily occupied cities and villages and frontline areas, the Prosecutor General's office said on Saturday. Marking International Day of Innocent Children Victims of Aggression, Kyiv city authorities and public activists unveiled a requiem list of little Ukrainian martyrs killed in Russia's war against Ukraine. The list expanded in the small hours of Saturday, when a mother and her baby were killed by a Russian shell in the town of Hirskia, Luhansk region. Sergei Haidai, head of the Luhansk region military administration, said at least 4 civilians had been killed in the region since Friday, and that more had been wounded. In particular, he said a dozen apartment buildings and twice as many private houses were destroyed or damaged in Severodonetsk and neighboring Lysychansk. The General Staff of the Ukrainian Armed Forces reported that the Russian invaders concentrated their forces in the areas of Severodonetsk and Bakhmut. Reinforced and supported by artillery, Russian troops keep storming Severodonetsk, but the Ukrainian military continue to defend the city. In the area of Bakhmut, also supported by artillery, the Russians try to advance to the left bank of Siversky Donetsk River, but were thrown back, the report said. The British intelligence notes a very slow pace of the Russian troops in the Donetsk region, attributing it to their fatigue and low morale. In order to boost its offensive, Russia has deployed a very large number of aircraft that fire guided and unguided missiles, causing human fatalities and destructions. Russia is increasingly using its battle aircraft targeting residential areas and civilian infrastructure in the Sumy region. On Saturday morning, there were 4 airstrikes, according to Dmytro Живицький, head of the Sumy region military administration.
Попередньо 2 ракети було випущено з літака, який зайшов у повітряний простір України, зайшов.
2 missiles were fired from an aircraft that crossed into Ukraine's airspace and flew over the Sumy region. Other missiles were fired from Russian territory. They struck villages near the city of Sumy. There they damaged houses and destroyed roads. A Russian UAV dropped 2 explosive devices on a village in the Akhtyrka district. The region has been constantly shelled for the last 3 weeks, said Dmytro Живицький. In the south of Ukraine, 4 Russian cruise missiles that were targeting Ukrainian cities were shot down on Saturday, but one exploded on the premises of an agricultural enterprise in the Odessa region, wounding 2 civilians and destroying warehouses. According to Sergei Bratchuk, spokesman of the Odessa region military administration, in the Black Sea, Russia deploys 3 ships armed with cruise missiles, 5 big landing ships and a submarine, the latter being stationed near Crimea. The cruise missiles were fired from that submarine, Bratchuk said. According to him, the coastal waters are mined to prevent Russian troops from landing at Odessa. But at the same time, the mines block shipments of Ukrainian grain from the Odessa seaport.
Ми не віримо росіянам, тому що розуміємо, що гарантії від них нічого не варті. Це, ну, фактично той самий Будапештський меморандум 94-го року. Папірець нічого значущого.
We don't believe Russians because their guarantees aren't worth a dime. Just like a notorious Budapest memorandum, which turned out to be a worthless piece of paper. It's extremely important to unblock the Odessa seaport for resuming exports. But that can only be done militarily and under security guarantees from partner countries. At present, the Russian Black Sea Fleet effectively controls the Black Sea waters, and Odessa is protected by the mines along the coast that keep Russian troops from landing, said Sergei Bratchuk. While Russia aims to cut Ukraine off the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov and secure land bridge to Crimea and further to Moldova's breakaway province of Transnistria, the blockage of Ukrainian ports and commercial navigation in the Black Sea makes it impossible for Ukraine to export its grain, corn and sunflower oil. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba wrote on Twitter on Friday that food shipments from the Odessa port could only be resumed on condition that Russia does not take advantage of it for attacking Odessa. So far, there are no guarantees on the part of Russia. Ukraine is searching for a solution together with the United Nations and international partners, Kuleba wrote. As we have reported, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in late May that 22 million tons of grain and other agricultural products were blocked at Ukrainian ports and that Russians were stealing and then selling some of it abroad. It is already known that Russia shipped 100,000 tons of Ukrainian grains worth $40 million to Syria. Ukraine is going to show three short films at Palm Springs Short Fest in California. Operator Victoria by Anna Yatsenko and two debuters, Jordan 96 by Katerina Lessig and Diaper Cake by Anastasia Babenko. Operator Victoria is the story of a call center operator of the psychological support service who goes through paces with her drug-addicted husband. Jordan 96 is a real story of life in a small provincial town of the 1990s. Diaper Cake is a story of young parents' first emotions and awareness of the new reality. Winners at Palm Springs Short Fest are automatically nominated for the Oscar and BAFTA Awards.